Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
Para español, oprima uno.
Which of these can I help you with today? Press 1 for roadside assistance, 2 for claims, 3 if you are a Mercury agent. To file a new claim, press 1. For help with an existing claim, for broken glass on your auto, press 1. If you would like to file your auto claim online, press 2, and we will text a link to your mobile device. To file your auto claim with a customer service representative, press 3. For your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for contacting Mercury Insurance. This is Jenny. How may I assist you?
Hi, Jenny. My name is Tiana. I'm calling from the roadside department here at Mercury. We have a customer that called in requesting a tow. But we were just calling to see if he also needed to file a claim. So the situation that happened, he was on the interstate, on the freeway, and somehow he hit a wall, like on the right side of the vehicle.
Okay.
And he's wanting to get it towed, but we were checking to see, does he also have to file a claim with you?
Yeah, so it sounds like he hit something, so that sounds more accident-related. So we could go that way, file the claim, and then see if any tow services are offered to him then. But okay. It does sound like an accident related, yeah, since he did hit a wall. So
yeah, it's not mechanical. So
correct. Yeah. So I mean, you could transfer him to me. I could go ahead and take his claim if you like.
Okay, that would be great. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding for me, sir. I do have the claims department on the line here. They're going to go ahead and assist you with that, okay?
Gotcha.
Thank you so much for your time. Hello, sir. My name is Jenny with Mercury Insurance. I'll be the one to further assist you today with filing a claim. So I would be the one to assist you. She transferred you over to me, since that way I could go ahead and come get you some services in hopes that those are offered, so we could get your vehicle towed if you're needing that assistance as well. When did the incident happen?
I guess an hour ago.
An hour? Okay. So let's see.
Might be more than an hour. Yeah, I've been sitting here for a while. Yeah. But an hour or 2 hours ago, it just happened.
Okay, so maybe you think 12:45 around there?
I think more like 12:20, I would guess. That's the closest time I could guess.
Okay, do you have your policy number available, sir?
Yes. 04. 01-03-110-228-290.
Thank you.
All right.
And may I have your first and last name?
My first name is Yachin, Y-A-T-C-H-U-N. Last name is Lau, L-A-U.
Thank you. And may I have a good contact number for you, sir?
925-623-6714.
Thank you. And do we have permission to text you the claim information at the end of the call?
Yes, please.
Is there a secondary number you would like to provide?
No, that's the only number I have.
Okay. Can you verify your can you verify the address for me, please?
Address 2222 Davy Place, Tracy.
Thank you. Would you like to provide an email address so we may send you a claim summary at the end of the call?
Sure. AHS Brian, Bryan, Lau, Lau, at gmail.com.
Okay. And I do apologize, sir. If I, you know, before I do that, can you verify your date of birth for me, please?
My date of birth is November 6th, 2001.
Thank you. And I do apologize as well, but can I have your mobile number one more time?
925-623-6714.
Thank you. All right. And will you be the main contact for the claim?
For now, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. And so the agent was explaining to me, sir, you were driving on the freeway when you hit a wall?
Oh, so I was driving and it was raining. And I guess the car just started lose control because of, you know, the whatever they call it, like hydro skiing or something. I guess it's because of that. I'm not sure. But it just, I was driving straight and it just suddenly moved like to the right, and the car lost control, and it hit the wall on the right side because they have, like, you know, walls on the freeway, right? So mm-hmm. I hit that, and then it bounced back. So yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, and what freeway
and
was
no
it
one,
on?
No one. I can't spell it out for you because.
Okay.
Me, just 1 second. Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Take your time.
If I zoom in, it say 580, and if I zoom in, the name is ARTHUR, and then H dot, Breed, BREED, freeway.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you said 580 Arthur, and then
yes.
H. What was after H?
H dot, like a dot, and then Breed, B-R-E-E-D.
Okay. And what city, sir?
This should be Livermore right here, yeah.
All right. So in reporting this incident is the first step in the claims process. So at the end of the call, I will transfer your information to our claims team, and then a claims representative will be assigned as your point of contact for this claim, and then they will be the ones to discuss what needs to be done to resolve this matter.
Right.
If I may have the make and model of your vehicle, sir?
You mean like Lexus 2006?
Okay, that's your vehicle,
like that?
2006?
Yes.
Okay. What is the color of your vehicle?
It doesn't say on the card, but I would say black.
Okay. And just to confirm, were you the driver?
Yeah, I was the driver.
Were you injured?
No, I don't think so.
Any passengers with you?
No, just me.
And where is the damage located on your vehicle, and if you could describe the damage?
I never step out of the car because it's raining and, you know, I'm in the freeway. But a police officer, you know, an hour ago come up and told me that one of the wheels might be, like, really messed up, and that's why I couldn't move straight right now. So that's mm-hmm. the only thing I know.
Do you know which, did he tell you which wheel?
He only say one of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you recall, like, what side you hit the wall on the vehicle?
Wow, I mm-hmm. have no idea. I panicked.
Okay, it's okay. No worries, sir. No worries at all. Okay. Any children car seats in your vehicle at the time?
No.
And at the time of loss, was the vehicle being used to deliver any products or passengers with Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, or similar service?
No.
At the time of loss, was the vehicle being used for any other work or employment purposes?
No.
Any of your airbags deploy?
I don't think so, no.
And is your, you said the vehicle is not drivable?
I don't think it's drivable. I mean, I could move it, but it is not really controllable. It doesn't listen to you.
Okay. Give me one moment, sir. Okay. All right. Are any witnesses or police reports filed?
I don't know if he filed anything. He just came up to me, police came up to me, and that's all. He didn't even ask for information, so I guess not.
Okay. All right. All right, so the next step in the claims process is to select a repair facility and schedule a vehicle inspection. So you have the right to choose where the vehicle will be repaired. If you select a Mercury-recommended facility, the work will be guaranteed by Mercury for as long as you own the vehicle. Would you like me to recommend a shop that's in your area?
I guess? I don't. What does that mean?
So that way we could check to see what kind of damages, what kind of damages occurred on your vehicle. We can get your vehicle. We could search a Mercury-approved shop that's near your residence, so we could see we could get the vehicle over there to get inspected, and hopefully that everything can get repaired as well.
Right, and it will be done today.
So I'll go ahead and I'll see this. Those services are offered. If you're wanting me to recommend a shop in your area to see if we could get your vehicle towed over there as well at no cost to you.
Do
you want me to go ahead and see if we find something near your residence?
Should I write it down?
Whatever shop we do find, I can go ahead and I'll provide you with the information of where your vehicle will be taken to.
Right, and I kind of, I might want to talk to my dad because I guess he's in charge of stuff. So mm-hmm. I don't know about this part.
Okay, we could wait on that, sir, if you need to speak with your parents about that. However, it won't have your vehicle. We won't be able to send your vehicle anywhere right now. So we'll basically, we'll have to wait on that as well, the tow, if you're needing to speak with your parents on that. And then if you do need to get the vehicle towed right away, I mean, you could contact a tow company. Not roadside assistance. Roadside assistance, that's more of a mechanical breakdown issue. Like if you get a flat tire or the car just stops, doesn't work. This is accident related. So, you know, we could do it. Like I said, we could see if those services are offered with us by finding a shop. We could have your vehicle transported there. Or you could contact a tow company to have your vehicle towed to your residence if you like. That would be more of an out-of-pocket expense, though, on your behalf. Just save any receipts if you do, you know, end up calling the tow truck company on your own. But as of right now...
So you're saying this two option. First option is just you provide some of the... I guess company for me, and then we just tow the send a tow truck, mm-hmm. and then bring my car to them. Or the option two is that I just do everything myself.
Correct. Yes.
I guess I'll just pick option one then. I'll get your help.
So with your insurance, you do have shops that we do work with. I do see a lot of cases, you know, where our customers, you know, that are more familiar with the process, the claims process, you know, they're more than willing to go ahead and go with a Mercury recommended facility because the work is also guaranteed by Mercury. So, you know, if anything were to go wrong with the repair, you're able to take it back to the shop at no cost to you. They can repair that. You have a lot of benefits when with our shops that your insurance does offer. So, you know, a lot of people do take that option. They do take that route with choosing one of your Mercury-approved shops.